She was supposed to live longer. No, because of the Besura, it was Niskatsu Chaya. Adem come to Pasuk Zod and know, Shnei Chayisar, this is Taka, how a person was supposed to live. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his ways of ending every person's life, but with Etzem, it was with the Cheshbon. It's not always true. In the end of this parasha, it says, Avram Avinu, it says, Elu Chay, Elu Shonim, Asher Chay Avram, the Lashon of the Pasuk is Asher Chay. And also, there's one at a time, Reb Chaim Volozhin is Medayek, but Adam Arishon also, when it says the years of Adam Arishon, it says these are the years Asher Chai. So he says, because Adam Arishon and Avram Avinu, Bezunder, they were talking Niftar before their ace. Avram Avinu was Niftar, Kaidim Itoi, so you shouldn't see ace of Hailuk with Tarbus Ra. And Adam Arishon, because he gave Shivim Mishnoisov to Dovah HaMelech, that's when he was supposed to live, Elef Shana. So there, Taka says, Asher Chai, they're glad that they lived that long. Of my Sarah, like by most people, even though there wasn't, give us a story, give us a Sima, of Shnei Chai Yisar, this is what she was supposed to live. I saw over Amaisa with the Chazon Ish, there was a tchufa that a lot of planes were falling down, and people started thinking, maybe you shouldn't fly in planes, B'chlal, to Sakana. So they came to Chazon Ish, and he told them, he says, people think that the plane fell down, and Nebuch, 50 people died. Nay. 50 people, Bazunder, had a din that they were supposed to fall from the sky and die. This was supposed to happen to them. What do you think of that? Was Nenesh and them that they're supposed to fall from the sky and die? And nowadays, there's modern technology, so the womb is down into the same plane, and the plane fell down, and middle of the people died. It's the under of egg. The 50 people were supposed to fall in the middle of the plane.
It's a matzah that you shouldn't
preach something about. Yeah, matzah from Makam Sakon. Avada, that was the Shayim, and Avada the Chazmish was answering them that the fight is not a Sakon. Avada, that was his terror. Avada was a chidish to terror. Dainusuk is given of bringing out this point. The Rashi brings down the Chazal bas kuf ki bas chof lechet ma bas chof leichoto shariin bas oinshin ap bas kuf leichet u bas chof ki bas zayin leyoifi. It's a famous verse from the Brisker Rav. Lechayrit shver, even though we say bas chof, oinshin is from bas chof, a bad person can have a virus ready from when bas yud beis by Yisha. There's no oinish bidei shemayim from ben chof. But what does it mean ma bas chof leichet? A bad shaykh to have chet even before ben chof. So the Biskirov says that Rashi doesn't mean the Indian. Rashi doesn't mean the Indian Rashi doesn't mean the Indian that Oymshay Shamayim is only till Ben Chof. Rashi means that Sarah was an islandess. And Sarah, Yoshi was an islandess, she doesn't become a Gedoyla until Ben Chof. So Taka, it means Kipshuta that by Sarah she was a Ketana. Until Ben Chof. It means because she was an Ionis. And he's more if it in the second chelik, Bas Chof ki Bas Zayin. Normally, Bas Zayin is not the spitz madrega of Yoifi. Batsim could be Bas Chof is a high madrega of Yoifi. Bas Chof ki Bas Zayin le Yoifi. Third is because Sarah was an Ionis. And an Ionis usually has Simone Ki, or an Ionis usually doesn't have Yoifi. And that usually happens when it comes the time that they come Roy Leledes, then this the Ionis, instead of getting simonim of Bagris, of a normal lady, Faker, she becomes the simonim Ionis of Kir. And in those days, there's Gemaras that used to be able to give birth already at 8 years old. So Bazayin was the last time when I was an Ionis, she would still be Yoifi. And Avdem stayed that even Sarah, even though she was an Ionis, Kibaschof, Kibazayin, Yoifi. So both Chalakim of the Rashi have to come with Ionis. That's what the Biskir Rav learns. Avad the Pashup Shat, I mean, Pashup Shat, Avad the Sarah was an Ionis, it's a Gemal the Gevort. Of the Pashup Shat, Rashi brings down the Indian of Bas Chof, Eini Bas Oinshin, it means the Indian in Oinshin Shemayim. What's the Makar for this Indian? Avada, we know that Bidei Adam, there's an Oinish already, Ben Yud Gimel. The Makar for this Indian, there's a Gemara on Shabbat that they test. The Gemara says that Yitzchak Avinu was trying to convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Merachem on Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Yitzchak tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person lives for 70 years. The first 20, anyway, there's no Oinshin. So he left with 50 years. The 50 years is 50% is nights, so that doesn't count. Left with 25 years. 25 years, 12 and a half of them, is the person davens and eats, they say, he's there. You left with 12 and a half years. That last 12 and a half, Yitzchak Avinu tells the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Chetzi Alai and Chetzi Alecha. And if not, I'll be makabel all 12 and a half. I wasn't a mocker of myself to the Akedah. I thought you stayed in the Gemara. But Mechesh, when you see that the Gemara comes on, that the first 20, in Oinshish Mayim B'chalal doesn't count. Zokt Rashi and Shabbos Peites, what's the Makar? The Makar is from the Nesei Midbar. Because we see that by the Nesei Midbar, they were only Nenesh from Ben Chof. So that's the Makar that the Shir of Oinshim is from Ben Chof. That's one Makar. Another Makar, there's a Mishnah in Obis, Ben Esrim Lirdeif. The Batanura says, Lirdeif means Lahanishoi Amaisaf. There's an interesting parish Mishnah Yisla Rambam, that even though we know by Gabus in Oinshim Bidezdin, there's a difference that a Zohar is from 13 and the Nekev is from 12, in Oynchi Shemayim that the Shir is 20, there's no difference. Bein Zohar, Bein Nekev, the Rambam Red Zdoch, the Shir is 20. Don't think it's a chilek ben Zohar and Nekev. And one of the Maramokim is a in the Zohar Chodesh, Gevaldik Ezach, we're going to talk about this in a lot, about Oynchi Ben Chof, what exactly it means. Oh, but as a Gevaldik Ezach, we know that a person gets Malkus. Malkus is Shloishim V'Teisha Malkus. Shloishim V'Teisha Malkus is 3 times 13. A person becomes a Gadol at 13, and for whatever reason, there's 3 Bechinis, so you get 39 Malkus. We know from Oynchi Shemayim, there's a lot of times there's Gemaras and Midrashim that a lot of times say this concept of Nothat Be Sheetin Pulsa Denuri, like 60 bolts of fire came out. You have to know what it pulls from the Nur. Sheetin pulls from the Nur. It's very Gishma, because in Oynchi Shemayim, the Shir of Godless is 20, so Taka 20 times 3 is 60. In Mezden, it's 39 times 13, because 3 times 13. And then Shishamayim, it's Sheetin pulls from the Nur, 60, because it's 3 times 20, because the Shir of Oynchi is 20. The Mechaschinich, in Parshas Vayikra, he has a kasha. We know that a person only brings a carbon on Dovrish's Doinei Karis, Shigagosei Karis, Doinei Shigagosei Chatas, is Doinei Karis. That's the only time you bring a carbon. Only something that is Zodain is Karis. So, Fretim and Cheschinach, any person that's from 13 to 20, why does he bring a carbon? A person, B'shoy, doesn't have air when he's 15, 18. It's not Dovrish's Doinei Karis. If he would do it to Mazid, it wouldn't be Chayiv Karis. Because the Oinish B'dei Shemaim is only from 20. So the Maisa, when a person from the age of 13 to 20 does an Aveira, a Chiv Krisis, why does he bring a carbon? Avadi bring a carbon. The stomach can bring an ice from Gemaris, and even someone less than 20 brings a carbon. But why? It's not Doinei Karis. As I put him in Cheschinach. I want you to say, Shara Fateretz. The gather of Godless is that until you become a Godel, you don't have such a Madrega of Das. What's the Indian that you have to be 20 for Anshe Shemayim? Anshe Shemayim obviously requires a higher level of maturity. Up till 20, it's still a gather of Shagig. For the Madrega of Bidei Adam already, it's considered amazing. But what Anshe Shemayim requires, you're still not that much of a level of Bardas. It's still weiter, you're only on the Madrega of Shagig. So it could be when a person that's 13 is doing the Aveira, it's Dovrish's Doinei Karis. Avad, he's doing an Aveira that if he would do it the Mazen, it's Doinei Karis. He didn't do it the Mazen. The shear, the measuring stick of what's made in the Anshe Shemayim requires the bardas of a 20-year-old. But this Aveira was a Aveira that was Shigagosoi, Chatas, and Zdoine was made. How do you measure this other? It says that Avram came to give a hesped, lispoid, lisarvel of kaisa. The cup is small, he only was boich a little bit. According to one shot, he made the cheshbin already. The Akeda, the Perek of the Rebbeinu says, was on Yom Kippur. And therefore, if Besara got the Besura 3 days later, because it took Avram 3 days now later till he gets back, Sarah got the Besura of the Kedah, and she was Parakha Nishmasa, so it's right before Sukkot, so Avram only had one day to do Avelis, because Rega was a Vatal Avelis, and right when it started Sukkot, the Avelis was over, so that's why it was only a small Chof. Now, the Bali Musa talk about...
The
Sukkot,
which wasn't really around yet,
was
being
about Avelis. Avelis was Yenai, why was Avelis not anymore?
Avelis
also the same Shabbos. The Bali Musa talk about the Shaila, why was Sarah, Parcha Nishmasa, why was Sarah not Aymed bin Isayin as Avi Avram? Asach Redden, Fashid Namahalchim. Avram Avinu was Aymed bin Isayin Dakeda, Yitzchok was Aymed bin Isayin Dakeda. Sarah was Parcha Nishmasa. So one Mahalach they say is Sarah got it as a shock, not little by little, not little. Avram was told slowly, as Bincha, Yichidcha, slowly given the information. But Sarah heard it in one shot. That was too much. This is a Mahalach. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz says a Mahalach. Every person, when he's given his Nisyonis, is given within the Nisyonis the Koichas to withstand him. Every person's Nisyon is given the Koichas. Because his Baruch is not Menasa you, something you can't do. The Nisyon of the Akedah was Avram's Nisyon. Efshe, Yitzchok's Nisyon. It wasn't Sarah's Nisyon. For Sarah, it wasn't the Nisyon. I was like, that's why it could be she wasn't given the Koichas to withstand him. What? I mean, that Kupa should be the Nisayin. The Besura should also be a Gibus in the Sayin. That should be the Besura should be the Nisayin. That alone should be in the Sayin. Another Pshat I once saw, they want to say Chidus that Faket Sarah, go Chidus that Sarah was Parcha Nishmasa. It says Kamach Loi Nishchet. She wanted him yet to be in the spot that there was the Akeda. It was such an argument, nevish for her that Yitzchak almost came to the Madrega of the Akeda, and at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the mitzvah away from her. Kamach Loi Nishchet. She heard that in the end, Akeda didn't follow through, so Parcha Nishmasa. So go Chidus to the Pshat. And there was say an Indian that not mummies to answer why Sarah was nifta, but there's an Indian of the Hosser Sutton of Fanenu Me'achareinu. We know the Midrashim say Avram, the Sutton came to try to prevent Avram Avinu in so many tzuras to try to prevent him from doing the Akedah. So even after he finally wasn't able to play Elois, because Mahasar Satan Me'acharenu, he tried to see maybe Avram would have Charata. It's right to a chilek of the Nisayin of the Akedah, that Avram should have a Taina after the Akedah, that Sarah was Nifta, because if maybe then he'll come to be Nisayin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even that, Avram Avinu was Oymed Lemunasa. So he has to go to Kiryas Arba over here. Kiryas Arba is Hashem Osir, it's either Hashem Dalet Anokim, or it's Hashem the Dalet Zugais that are Nikvarim Shem. The lesson of the Medrash is Hashem Dalet Imohis Shem Nikvarim Shem. There's no Dalet Imohis Shem Nikvarim Shem. Rachel Imenu, we have four Imohis. The Gemara says in Brachas, Shloit Enkar and Ovis Ela Shloisha, Enkar and Imohis Ela Arba, Gemara Brachas Dafta Zayin. But Rachel Imenu is in Kever Rachel, and instead we have Chava is in the Marsafela. I don't know why it's able to say Hashem Dalet Imois Shem Nikvarim Shem. Chav is not one of the Imois. The Gemara says Einkar of the Imois El Shloish. I think this maybe see Chav is called Ein Kol Chai. She also has a shame of an Ein. Aber the Meis of the Imois is only those four. We have a similar Shaila. We know we said Einkar Ma'avis El Shloish. The Veltfek Dakasha. It says we say in Davening that we have a Nusach Misha Berich Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron Yosef Adavid. How are we able to say that? L'chare Einkar Ma'avis El Shloisha, how do we have a right to say Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David? So one teretz is it's Misha Berech Aviseinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, period. And besides that also, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David, Aviseinu is not going under. Epshin. Rashi says over there in Brachas, Ein Karim Ovis El Shloisha, Lafuke Shvatim, that the Shvatim shouldn't be considered Ovis. So maybe people, there is afterwards already wouldn't be a problem. Yosef. Yosef, I'm not sure, but this is Yosef, and David, Moshe, Aaron, David is Shlaim, what's the name? David is Shlaim. David is Shlaim is good, so then it's talking about any of the Shvatim. So he goes to make a Mechira for the Ma'arsa Machtela, and he buys the Ma'arsa Machtela, but Kesef Molly. There's a Pliyadik Orachayim, Chvesis Shin Shuvah, Pliyadik Orachayim, a famous Orachayim. The Orachayim says that Avram Avinu bought the Ma'arsa Machtela with his Arba Mea Shekel Kesef Oyver Vasoichar. He says it was Kinyan Chalipin. Avram Avinu didn't want to buy it with Kinyan Kesef, he bought it with Kinyan Chalipin. Because maybe Ephraim would come afterwards and have tainus, then maybe it was a mekach tos. He didn't realize that Maris and Machpel was worth so much, and he would have a tainus that it was a mekach tos. And even in karka, even though it's ain't another karkais, but ad chetzi the man, there's a din of aino. And he was worried that maybe Ephraim would come back and have a tainus that it was a mekach tos. So therefore, he bought it with chalipin. Chalipin is b'chalal nothing to do. A few shove meya, you could buy with a small nothing. There's no price comparison in chalipin.
Right.
The Purim would be afterwards, yeah, but it wouldn't be Mavatal the Etzem Mecca. It would be in the day, we would take him afterwards, but it wouldn't be Mavatal the Mecca. Because Chalipin has nothing to do with the Etzem Shabbos. The Pellet is connected to Gemara. The Gemara learns out in the beginning of Kedushin, Kicha, Kicha, Mistayaf, and the Makar of Kedushin Ketzer was learned out because it was Kinyan Ketzer. There's a whole place on that Gimel. Even a Masal Visha, Gansa Sugya, whether it's Chalipin by Kedushin. Yeah, no, Gansa, Grace of Sugya and Kedushin that Gimel. But about the Kicha, Kicha, Mistayaf, was that I've run board with Ketzer. The Rechaim, without saying anything. Without being the Yachas that had Gemara B'chlal, he was Mepharish that it was King Chalitin, in order that there shouldn't be a Mekach Tos. Now there's a whole alignment of the Anshei B'nei Ches, and they tell him the Seal he came out to B'Seichenu. The Parshat they were being Mechavid Avram Avinu, he was a very choshev mensch already at that time. The Seal he came out to B'Seichenu. But the Mepharishim want to say that Ligdon and the Seal he came Esher Andre Knech. So various Pshatim. One Pshat, the Afuah says, Hashem Pshat. There's Lechayra Nidin of Dina Debar Metzru. How could Ephraim sell it to Avram Avinu? Lechayra, you have to first see if maybe he's to sell it to your shochet. There's a din kedima that the bar metzra, the person that's bordering Ephraim on this achuza, has a right din kedima to buy the land first. So he says Avram Avinu was tining ger v'toishev amaychi imachim. I'm a toish. In Rashi says I'm tirtareini ger, I'm tirtareini toishev. But he's saying toishev. I was ready. I'm the balei merushanim. I also already have a schus in this land. And at that they were telling him back. Ephraim answered him, no. In the seal they came after. You have a din of Nesil Lekim of a Talmud Chacham, and he brings that goes Maimini that the Talmud Chacham there's no din of Din of Bar Mitzvah. So he was answering the back. There's another reason why there's no problem with Bar Mitzvah. The Arachayim says a different shot why there's no problem with Bar Mitzvah. He says when it's b'maimed the kol ha'ir there's no problem with Bar Mitzvah. That's why they did it b'maimed kol anshe b'nei ches. That was why they avoided the issue of Bar Mitzvah. I saw a different shot. What's the Nesil Lekim? I saw Hashem Demarkich over Hashem Pshat that. Be'etzen, Chevron is an Ir Miklat. And there's not supposed to be Kvura, B'toich the Ir Miklat. So Be'etzen was supposed to be Mamash B'ktsei Sadeu. Avraham Avinu said he wants to buy something Mamash B'ktsei, something like the edge. And they told him back, no, when the Seal he came out, you have a din of Melech, a melech, you could be kaver anyway. The parasha continues, Avram zokin bo bayomin, Hashem beirech es Avram bakoil. Hashem benched him with everything. Pashup shat, bakoil means with everything, with oisher, with covet, everything. All's good. Chazal say differently. There's a famous gemara of Baba Basra daf Tezayin. The Meir Oimer Bakol Shaloi Hayolai Bas. Hashem was mevorich in Bakol, but this that he didn't have a daughter. And Tosan Tzach, why is Bakol mean the fact of everything? Because you don't have a daughter. Maybe because when you have a daughter, you have to pay a big nedunya when you have to marry her off. So skelton the guilt, Pasha. Berech Avram Bakol, the Shmitz Oisher is the Loi Hayolai Bas. Then you have all the money. As I state, the Meir Oimer Shaloi Hayolai Bas. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Shehoitzel Leibas Fakir Bakoil, that he did have a daughter, and the Gemara adds on a Chayim Oimer Bakoil Shema. His daughter's name was Bakoil. He had a daughter named Bakoil. The Gemara continues about Vasim Mokshatim. Either he had an Evan Toiva that could be rapid people, or he had a certain instigenous belief that he was able to be shoyel eitzah by people. A whole bunch of different pshatim. The Gemara was Mokshatim in Baba Basra. Rashi Afanar brings Gemara a different pshat that the Gemara doesn't bring. The Gemara was like eight pshatim. Rashi doesn't bring any of them. Rashi says, Bakoil begamatzri ben. Okay, that means Yitzchak. Hashem berech es Avram Bakoil. Bakoil begamatzri ben. It's going on Yitzchak. Now you have to understand, we have now a huge parasha, Perek Chavdal, here is the huge topic about looking for a shidduch for Yitzchak. What is the hakdoma? It says that Hashem was mevorech in Bakoil, and now he's looking for a shidduch. What's the hemshich? I want to go through the different pshat and what Bakoil means. What's the hemshich in the psukim? That Yibalt Hashem was mevorech in Bakoil. That's why he's now looking for a shidduch. The Rechaim says, Gorki pshutel. Avraham had alf. He had everything. He had oishir, v'kobid, he had bakor. Ein v'achat ernish. And hanish can einikol. Avril an einikol, hanish can einikol. So Hashem berech at Avraham bakor, there's one thing left. Now he's looking an einikol. He's looking to make a shidduch for Yitzchak. The Rashbam says, the pshat is he had everything because he could get any shidduch he wants. He could have gotten anyone would have won the mishtadach on him because he had the bakor. It's a good shidduch. And still, he said, Dafke, he wants to go and not go to the Bnei Skan, he wants to go to Padan Aram. Now, according to Rav Meir, that it means Shaloi Hayolai Bas. We explained, Bakoil means you don't have a daughter. What's the connection to a Shidduch? If he doesn't have a daughter, that's why he brings for Shidduch. What's the Hemshich? So I want to declare, Harif is the Kipshat. The Etzim, if Avram had a daughter, he could have married Yitzchak off to that daughter. If Avram had a daughter, he could have married Shidduch with Yitzchak and that daughter. Is that coming clear? So that's what the Pasuk says. No, Hashem Berech is Avram Bakoil, and he didn't have a daughter. Had he had a daughter, it wouldn't be a problem. He would be able to be Meshadach Yitzchak with that daughter. Now, it sounds like a modern pshat. The Lechayrak, Yitzchak would marry his sister. But that's what I want to say, what it means, that he didn't have a daughter, that's what we need a shidduch. But the MSC is, I didn't see someone says this pshat, this is Chakar the pshat myself. But Mizet Shon and Tosfos Baba Basra, that Kuf Mem Aleph, asked, we said there's another man, the Amad Faket, that he did have a daughter, her name was Bakar. Like that, she, the Tosfos Taka asks as a kasha, and the Kuf Mem Aleph, right, Tosfos. If he had that daughter, so why didn't Yitzchak marry that daughter? Tosfos frek the kasha. Nishmai the kasha, Tosfos frek. Wait, did she do that? He did have a daughter. So what's Taka Avraham Avinu didn't marry off Yitzchak to that daughter? So Tosfos says, two pshat. One Tarek Tosfos says, that daughter was too young. Baka was too young. Yishmai when he said, Tzira, she was too young. And there's a Tosfos. Inami the Tosfos, Shehoisa Bito Shel Hagar. It wasn't Avraham's daughter, Sarah. It was from Hagar. Somehow that answers the question that he didn't want to make a shidduch. It was a question he should marry off the sister. So Tosfos, either because she was too young or because of Hagar. But Al-Kaponim, we're going to take shot in the Tosfos. But Al-Kaponim, first I want to take shot. That's what it means, the Pasuk. Hashem was Mavarach Avram Bakoil, that he didn't have a daughter. Had he had a daughter, he would have taken married her off to Yitzchak. Like Tosfos Taka asked. Had it been an older daughter that wasn't from Hagar, he Taka would have married her. Now, if he did have the daughter, so Tosfos says he didn't marry her off because she was too young. Right? Hashem Berech Es Avram Bakoil. If Bakoil was her name, it should say, Ebenezer asks, it should say Bivakoil. Hashem Berech Es Avram Bivakoil. Her name was Bakoil, not Koil. It should say Bivakoil. So he says in Dictic, it works out. What's Shem Tosfos tell? Tosfos said that she was too young. Fetzich to tell her, Alam Mefarshim asked, Rivka was 3 years old. How young could Bakoil be already? When Yitzchak is married Rivka, Rivka was 3 years old. How much younger could Bakoil be? So Emes Yerodarkoi, but Emes Abshan Tosfos is, it's a machlokes rishonim how old Rivka was. Rashi, of course, I don't know that Rivka was 3 years old. But Shitas Tosfos in Yevamos, that's the Machalach in the days, and his Afghanim and Parshas Tolbus and his other Rimkaris learned that Rivka was 14. She wasn't fit. We're going to work out the Cheshbon is Bazunder, but Rivka was 14 years old, not 3 years old. So this is Taisa for Shitasa. Taisa, your mom told that she was 14. So Taisa, my Babasa here also was going that Rivka was 14. So Rivka was Taka older. But why didn't Yitzchak marry his sister, Baka? Because she was Taka too young. Taka could be the Pshat. Now, if you learn that Avram did have a daughter, Baka, what's Pshat of the Hemshah? We didn't explain that yet. What's Pshat of the Hemshah of the Pesukim? Hashem gave him a daughter. And now he's looking for a shiva. We explained why he didn't marry that daughter. We say that's a kasha with a parent, not Pshat in the Pesuk. It says Avram had a daughter, and this way he's looking for a shiva for Yitzchak. So you can clear up Pshat. Because Avram Avinu kept all the Torah. And there's a mitzvah approval. Mitzvah approval, you have to have a son and a daughter. You have to have a ben and a bas. If Avram Avinu didn't have a daughter, he wouldn't look for a shiddach for Yitzchak. He would look for a shiddach for himself first. He has to worry about himself first. He wasn't mekayem at the mitzvah. He has to be mekayem at the mitzvah of approval, ben and bas. So if the pasuk, Hashem Be'erach Avram Bakor, Avram had a daughter. He was already mekayem the mitzvah of approval. He was already mekayem. He already had a ben and a bas. I was like, now he could look for a shiddach for Yitzchak. Now he could take care of Yitzchak because he was already mekayem the mitzvah. If you know that he didn't have a daughter, what takip shah, he's looking for shidduch for Yitzchak, what about his own mitzvah? So a chiddush efshir, lefneimat and taira, maybe having two sons is enough, the shamishit is that two sons is enough, maybe one child is enough, the gedorim that you need ben ubas maybe didn't apply. Now on the etim taisis, we said, taisis said he didn't marry Yitzchak off to this daughter because she was too young. We said it's geshmak taisis, she tells you that Rivka was older. But could be there's another shah, Rivka was also young. The problem was though, there's a din, a person's not supposed to marry off his daughter when she's a katana, the Gemara says. You know, the Gemara Kedusha. So it could be that's what I mean. Avram didn't want to marry Yitzchak off to his own daughter because he has a halacha, he keeps the Torah. He's not going to marry off his daughter to Yitzchak because she's a katana, and you're not going to marry off your daughter when she's a katana. Oh, but the Mechutin Basul, what's Gaitan on? If Basul is willing to marry off her daughter when she's a katana, that doesn't bother Avram. But his own daughter, he couldn't marry off to Yitzchak because she was a katana. Rivka was also a katana. But who cares if she was a katana? If the Mechutin Basul was willing to marry her, fine. Mm-hmm. But Avram wasn't, Avram himself wasn't able to. Mm-hmm. Or you could say a different Nesuch, she was already a Yisoyma. And a Yisoyma could do she mean you were allowed to do with katana. Rivka was a Yisoyma, Basul died. The Malach came into it, so she was a Yisoyma, so could do she mean is not a problem. But Avram's own daughter, that he didn't want to marry.
He moved the soul to the
body? No, he went to look for a shidduch. And we're going to find it all the shidduch, rather, works
now. He's been waiting before.
No, we're going to get there, how he's mine. One second, now we're going to get there. The other character's answer is that she was the daughter of Hagar. Since she was the daughter of Hagar, that's why he didn't want to marry her off. He took off to this daughter of Hagar. You have to know what's wrong with Hagar. Maybe because she was a mitzvah. Maybe that's the problem of mitzvahs. Yeah, now, Avram is sending Eliezer to go be a shliach to do the Kedushin. But Parshas was a shliach for the Kedushin. Tyson Ksubas Dav Zion brings a raya that even when a shliach makes a Kedushin, you also make Birchas Erisin. Tyson Ksubas Dav Zion on the base. Because it says by Yevorach that they make Birchas Erisin. You need a minion. So one of the Parshim says, it says, Vasorim Migmali Adoinov, Vasorim Gemalim, they have two, the 10 camels have 10 camel riders also. It doesn't mention them, they only mention the camel. But the 10 Reichve Gemalim was the minion. And they made Birchas Erisin, Machair. So he sent Eliezer. Now he wants to make sure Eliezer is going to do a good job, so he makes him make a Shavua. Simno Yod Chotakas Yurechi. There's a din of Nikitas Chayfetz. By a Shavua, there's a din of Nikitas Chayfetz. So the Nikitas Chayfetz, Rashi explains, was the Mila. Simno Yod Chotakas Yurechi, he was Negeim and Demokam Amila, that was the Chayfetz. Tyson Shavuos asks, normally, that's Ramad Zayin, normally he's supposed to be Nikitas Chayfetz with a Sefer Torah. So Tyson says, because either for a Talmud Chacham, a Tefillin is enough also, other mitzvahs is also enough, or that was the only mitzvah Avram had. Asmamash Tzivur, that was his main mitzvah that he had. Now Rashi says a lashon like this. Rashi says, "Lufi shehanish b'tzarich litol biyadei chayfet shel mitzvah sefer Torah mezuzah tefillin." Now listen to Rashi. "V'hamila ha'isa mitzvah rishayna loy mila was his first mitzvah ubalay ayidei tzar v'ha'isa chaviva olav v'notra." Since mila was his first mitzvah and it came with tzar, therefore he used the mila. There's a big machlokes in the mafarshim what Rashi means. Some mafarshim learn Rashi's asking, why did he pick mila? Why didn't he pick sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah? To which Rashi answers, he picked Mila because Mila was his first mitzvah. What do you mean? Avram kept the whole Torah. What does it mean Mila was his first mitzvah? Avram kept the whole Torah. So that the Marsha, we mentioned already, that the Marsha Shita is that Avram only started keeping the mitzvahs after he got the Mila. We answered many questions with this. That Avram only started keeping the whole Torah only after he did the Mila. That's why he wasn't Mal himself first. And we used it for many concepts. So Mila was back his first mitzvah. But even if you don't know, even if you don't know like the Marsha in Yevamos Daf Kuf, that Avad Avram was keeping the mitzvahs before, Chamila was the first mitzvah that he was mitzvah, the Feirish. But if you look, some of the Mefarshim in Rashi learn a different pshat in Rashi. Rashi was not asking why he picked Mila, as opposed to Sefer Torah. Avada, he was willing, he picked Mila be'etzim. That was the, he had a reason to pick Mila. But why did he pick his own Mila? Why didn't he tell Eliezer to take Eliezer's Mila? On that, Rashi's answering, Shehoisa Mila Rishayin Olay. His Mila was first. Now, if everyone remembers, in Parshas Lech Lecha, we made a big machlokes Rishayinim in the Seder Advarim. That Ramban says that Avraham Avinu was Mal himself last. He had to first take care of everybody else. And he was only Mal himself after he finished it. But we came out with a lot of Mefarshim, had to learn, no, Avraham Avinu was Mal himself first, because he was the Moyel. The Ramban learns that he had other Moyelim. The Ramban says, Zimen Lahem Moyelim Harbe. We don't know who they are. But if you learn that Fakir Avraham was the Moyel, he had to Mal himself first, and only then he was Mal the other ones. Lachar, like this Pshat Rashi, Mitzvah Rishon Olay means his Mila as opposed to Eliezer's. So then we see in Rashi that Rashi goes with the Shita that Avraham Avinu was Mal himself first. If it's discussing Mila Lafukei, the other mitzvahs, then it's not negated. Amalek wrote a different Pshat. Maybe Rashi is bavarning both kashas. Rashi says Mila Mitzvah Rishon Olay Ubalay Ayidei Tzar. Maybe Balay Mitzvah Rishon Olay is explaining why Taka he didn't do Sefer Torah or Tefillin. But why his Mila as opposed to Eliezer's? That was because his caused him more Tzar. The Rambam say a different shot that Mila Savodim is only a chiv on the Odin. It's not a chefta shel mitzvah. It's only a chiv that the Odin has to make sure that his Avodim aren't Arelim. So he didn't want to pick a Mila's Evid, which is not a be'etzim dik mitzvah. Rambam's Mila himself is a chefta shel mitzvah. What? No, let's say not. Ah, I hear. No, but he started keeping them. Oh, but not like the Mashiach, a chef. Yeah, sorry. But so Eliezer, what? We're talking about the mitzvahs. What's he going to be? What's he going to touch? Who's going to keep his chayv? Eliezer comes to the mayim. How can funny hayoyim? And Eliezer is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him a simon. There's a famous gemara in Tainis Daf Dalit. Shloisha Shalu Shloi Kehoygen. There were three people that asked about kosher that wasn't Kehoygen. Eliezer Eved Avram, Shol, and Yiftach. Eliezer Eved Avram asked for Hoya Hanayra that's going to come out. Zok to Gemara, he didn't know. Yochel Afilu Chigeres Vesuma. Maybe it's going to come a girl that's blind or lame, a Chigeres. The Hashivu Kahagin, even though he asked about Kosher Shaloi Kahagin, Hashivu Kahagin, it was Nizdametem Rivka. Shaul Ben Kish also gave Avtocha, the one that's going to be Ishasho Yakenu Yashrenu Amelach Oisho Godel, Yochel Afilu Ever Imamzer, right? The one that's going to kill Goliath. Hashivu Kahagin Venizdametem David. And Yiftach HaGaladi said that the first thing that's going to come out of his Beisai, he's going to bring as a carbon, Yochel Afilu Dover Tomei, maybe a behemoth May is going to come out, and his Shivu Shaloi Kahagin, his daughter came out, and it was a whole balagan, what are you supposed to do? He can't be marked his daughter as a carbon. Now the Lashon of the Gemara is Eliezer asked Shaloi Kahagin because maybe he would be a Chigeres Vesuma. He didn't know who was going to come out, maybe it's going to be a Chigeres Vesuma. Fred Tysus, what are you worried that it's going to be a Chigeres Vesuma? If he sees a Chigeres Vesuma come, he's not going to ask her for water. His thing was, he's going to ask her for water, see how she stalls too. He won't go in a Chigeres Vesuma. So Taisa says, we're talking about not that she's mama, she can see, she's blind, she's walking with a stick, or a chigeres. The pshat is that she has a regular shal eitz, and he won't be able to realize. He won't be able to realize right away that she has a regular shal eitz. Suma Taisa says, kivan sheyesh le'inayim yofas, ve'ein roi yaklal. Not that it's mama, the eyes aren't there, he wasn't able to tell. Look at Taisa. There's a famous tshuva's marsham. The marsham has a tshuva about a bocha that went on a shidduch, and he got engaged, and then it was nizvah to him. That the girl was a chigeres, she had a regular shalates, and he said it was a mekach tois. And she said, no, we went out, you saw it. And he said, I didn't notice. And there's a shayla, is it a tefiyah? Because she said, you saw me, you had a right to see you. So he brings a right from here that it's yet tainer, because you see that it's not, you can't tainer that you should have known. You see here that there was shalake oigin, that there was no way of knowing if it's regular shalates. That is interesting, the question of the kasha, the Gemara about Eliezer says that it was shalake oigin, because maybe it's going to be chigeres v'suma. Afterwards, by Shaul HaMelech, when he says the one that's going to kill Goliath, he's going to give him a shidduch to his daughter. The Russian Gemara is maybe a mamzer or an evet. So Tosfos says, how come over here also by Eliezer? It could have said Yochel Afilu Mamzeres by Shifcha. Why by the issue of Eliezer and Rivka does it say that the chashash is the Shaul Kahoygen is he doesn't know? Maybe it's going to be chigeres for someone. So maybe it's going to be mamzeres Shifcha. So one Teres Tosfos says Gabi Isha Loidaik Alma El Liyofi. By Isha is Loidaik Alma El Liyofi. Or he says, "Lifnei matan Torah le'nog mamzeres." Zeh zaktaisus. Lifnei matan Torah le'nog mamzeres. L'chayr it's a peladik ateretz. We know that Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah. What do you mean le'nog mamzeres? So there's a famous Maratzchiz we often heard in Daf Dalet. You get a lot of Zach in this Maratzchiz. Maratzchiz is Mechadish, that even though the Ovis kept the entire Torah, but in Yoni Arayas they didn't keep. And he said, that's why Yaakov married two sisters, and Amra married Eidosa, and he goes through all the kashas, which Behemshech the parshas, we're going to say many Mahalchim on, but that this thing, that the Maratzchiz says, in Echanan, even though the Ovis kept the whole Torah, but the Gavi in Yoni Arayas they didn't. Arayas they don't, I just looked at it. That it didn't say that it was Shalika Hagen because maybe it would be a Mamzeres because Mamzeres doesn't bother. What?
Why?
No, he doesn't say. On the Etzem Kasha though, maybe it would be a Mamzeres or a Shifcha. The Marsha says, Azeh. Zok the Marsha, I have a better problem. Forget about Mamzeres or Shifcha, forget about Chigazim. Avram wants a doctor from his family. How does he know if this girl's going to be from his family? There's even a bigger problem. Tonight was the guy to find someone from Mishpach, they shall have wrong. It was Shavai Kohagin. He doesn't know if the girl that's going to come in Mishpach, they shall have wrong. Zot the Marsha, that he davened for. He davened that it should be Mishpach, they shall have wrong. And I would say that's why also there's no problem that it's about not going to be Mamzeres Mishpach. But that was already Nechal on this field. Then the Marsha says even better. We notice the famous Rashi brings there's a steer in Psukim. And the Psukim, when Eliezer asks her, he first gives her Tachshitim. And then he asks, Bas Miat. And later on, when Eliezer tells over the story to Besuah, he's giving the whole parsha what happened. He says, first I asked Bas Mi'at, and then I gave her the jewelry. So Rashi explained, Avad be'emes in mitzvies, he gave her the jewelry first. He gave and then he asked, Nasa v'nishma. He gave her the jewelry first. But to Besuah, when he was telling over the story, it sounded like funny that he did such a thing, so he lied. As I learned Rashi. Over Toysen Chulun Dav Tzadihei Ogis. Toysen Chulun Dav Tzadihei learns Avad not. Avad, he says, Ein muktu m'mokhe v'atayr. Avada the emes was he asked Bas Mi'at first and then he gave her the jewelry. But first he asked Bas Mi'at. Talk like when you explain to Basul, that's the real truth. And the first version is Ein Muktim Mokhra Batayra, Taisa says. And is that what Taisa says? It's not Shavar Baklam. He already asked Bas Mi'at. He knew the Yichas was. That wasn't the problem. Come Taisa to speak in Taisa. Taisa and Tainas asks that maybe in Shalek Haganah from Zeres. Lachayra Taisa and Tainas is not in Stirring with Taisa. Taisa and Tainas learns that Avada. He, like Rashi and Chumash, that he first gave her the jewelry and then he asked. So Taisa says, it should be Shalai Gaiden because of Mamzeres. So she gives him water, V'gam l'gmalecha yashuf. There's a Gemara in Brachas, a Gemara in Gittin. Osu lo la'odam sheyoichel koidim sheyipen maichel lebehempe. A person shouldn't eat before he feeds his animals. V'nesati esev besotcha levantecha, and then v'achalte v'savote. Now there's taken Gemara. Shulchan Aruch, this din is not brought down. The Rambam brings it down Hilchas Avodim, but he brings it down going from under the Makar. Shulchan Aruch is Meramish to it, and Hilchas Gatzias Apas, he says, if you're ready washed and you want to tell them to be mafsik, you're allowed to say Havei Melech, or you're allowed to say go feed the animals. That's where it's Nirmaz in Shulchan Aruch this day. The Makar Avram over there in Arat, and Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, says that it's only by Oichel, not by Shtir. In drinking, there's no kateda that you're not allowed to drink before you drink to the animals. And he brings a raya from over here by Rivka. Because by Rivka, she gave him to drink first, and then she gave to drink to animals. So it's a raya that by shtir, we're not makbid on the Seder Kadima. Machar, it's a shver raya. You could upslug the raya because it wasn't up till he has. Or maybe a person when he has his own animals, and it's up to him, and he has a decision, he has to feed his animals, and maybe even give them to drink before him. Beggars can't be choosy. He doesn't have anything. There's someone giving him to drink. He's going to go tell her what to do. She's giving him the drink. He has a right to get off of the drink. And he didn't even know because he's going to feed the animal. But the Magen Avraham, he brings it already from the Sefer Hasidim. He brings this raya. That by shtia, there's no din of kedima. If you do it, the famous Beis Halevi, the Beis Halevi says, why did she have to give him and then the animals? So he says, because Be'emes, this was the devising the Kishri. He said, this is what Eliezer really wanted to see. Famous Beis Halevi in Cheshvan Pasha. On one hand, if she's going to feed Eliezer's going to drink, there's going to be some water left in the bucket. What should she do with that water now? On one hand, maybe Eliezer has germs, maybe if maybe he's an Adam Zar, she doesn't know. You can't use that water now. It's Malukwach, you don't know who this person is. To spill it back out in the well or on the floor is Mevayish Eliezer. You don't want to be Mevayish him either. So the simple solution is that after he finishes drinking, she says, oh, I'll give you camels also. And this way, she also is not Mavayashim, and also she doesn't have the sakana of drinking the water that he drank. So finally, Eliezer brings Rivka back, under Inyonim, we'll get to the end of the story over here, and he's bringing Rivka back, that people now are gomel. She fell off the camel. She saw Yitzchak, right? The Yitzchak, Yitzchak was suach, Vasad, Yitzchak was a sack and tefillah. Mincha. And she falls off the camel. There's a Mishnah in Chulin, Perek Vav, the Mishnah says, compare Kisi Adam noig b'chai v'oif v'loi b'beim. Kisi Adam is noig in a chai and oif and not in a beim. The Melech HaShloimeh, one of the first of the Mishnahis, he brings down, looks like it's a Medrash, that he says, why is a chai and a oif zoichat Kisi Adam and a beim and not? It's a schus, that you machasat Adam, chai and oif, it's noig, and a beim and not. She says, when Rivka fell off the gomel, that's when she fell off, and it was Nashu Besulel. When Besulel fell out. When she was a Mukasetz. And Yitzchak was Choshed, maybe he was Choshed Eliezer. He was Choshed Eliezer. He wasn't Besulel, he was Choshed Eliezer, maybe. So she went and told Yitzchak the whole story that she fell off the Gomel, and she went and told him, let's go back where the Gomel was, where it fell, and she showed him that the Dam was still there, because an Aryeh came and made sure that none of the animals came to look up the Dam. So in the schus that the Azishtin the Medrash, so in the schus that the Aryeh, who's a Chaya, was a Shomer on the Dam, that's why a Chaya is Zoichet to Kisi Adam. Why are Oifes Zoichet? Dr. Medrash, because when Cain killed Hevel, he didn't know what to do with him afterwards, and then he saw that one of the Oifes was Kiver, one of its men, so he learned the Inyan of Kavut, so that's why Oifes. And Behemoth doesn't have either of these. But he learns it out from this passage of the story of the Gomel. So Avram is Nifter, we said already, he says, Eilu Yishnei Shnei Chai Avram Asher Chai, that he gladly lived, because he was Nifter younger, he shouldn't see Eitzim go to Tarvis. It says, Vayikbur Oysa Yitzchak V'Yishmol B'Noi. Yitzchak V'Yishmol B'Noi. Rashi says, you see from here that Yishmol did Shuma, because he let Yitzchak go first. So he stated in Rashi. Shein HaMeshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma says, you see from here that Yishmol did Shuma. Yishmol was a Russia. Hashem sent him, told Yisora, told Avram to send him away because he was being labored in Yerayish, because Domim, he was Mamash a Russia Merusha. It could be he's a Russia. That's Makaras Makayma. He realized that Yitzchak, his younger brother, is a big tzaddik. And he lets him go first. He knows where he's holding. That means he did too much. He realized that he was a Russia. He realized that he was Sakakov. He was Makabik Yitzchak. Okay, what's the grace of riches? So the Meshech Chochma says, maybe according to Sipporn and Tmirsha. When it says him in there earlier in the Pasuk, Vateir Sarah is Ben Hover HaMitzvahs, Asher Yodel Avram Mitzachik. Right? Sarah wanted to send Yishmael away because she saw he was Mitzachik. Rashi says Mitzachik. Gimel Aveirs. Oh, but the Sipporna says Mitzachik, it says the Litzani Hador were making fun Me Avimelech Nesab Besor. The Sipporna says Yishmael was Mitzachik. He was following with that thing. He kept on saying Me Avimelech Nesab Besor, Me Avimelech Nesab Besor. He was saying, I'm a real son of Avram. Yechbindach Yishmael Ben Hover of Avram. Oh, but Yitzchak, he's not a son of Avram. Me Avimelech Nesab Besor. The Litzani Hador were making fun. Right? So according to the Sipporna, the Ikr Tvi, the Ikr Ba'avokait over here is the was that he was saying that Yitzchak is misconvened from Avram, not to avoid the zoning of the life. The tefillah is that he was saying that Yitzchak is not a son of Avram. So, by Yitzchak raising Yitzchak v'yishmol benoi, being marked that Yitzchak should be able to be taken first, is a direct yitzchak, a direct tshuva on the avera that he had done, that he was marked that Yitzchak is not benoi shel Avram. It was always give up. Yeah, there's one last sugya, let's see what we can happen right. This is a gantz of sugya. Mamas at the end is the parsha of the B'nai Keturah. There's a machlokes if Keturah was Hagar or somebody else, but Avram has more children from Keturah. The Sipporna learns that it's not his children. The Sipporna learns that Keturah came with these children into the marriage. And Asher Yolda Avram just means that he brought them up. He brings rise in Tanakh that it could say Asher Yolda, and it means bringing them up. He says it's a riot because in Divrei Hayomim, it says, and Avram, right, it says Avram gave birth to Yitzchak and Yishmael. It doesn't say in Divrei Hayomim, the other B'nai Keturah sent them away. Aber Lamaisa, the Sipporna learns that it really wasn't the chosen of Avram. There's a Gemara Sanhedrin that's on test. The Gemara says, the whole drasha that Mila was given twice to Bnei, the parsha of Mila was said by Avram and then it was said over again. We learn out that really it should be Yosef to Bnei. No, the Gemara learns that it's Nismai, be Yitzchak Yikari Lechazera, and it's Mamai Yishmael. But the Gemara learns out, there's a pasuk, it's Marib as Brisei Hesa, Lerabais Bnei Ketur. So you state in the Gemara that Yitzchak has a din of Mila. We're Mamai Bnei Yishmael and Bnei Esav from the parsha of Mila. Brisei Hesa, Lerabais Bnei Ketur. The Bnei Ketur are the Bnei Keturah Chayiv Mila. Zayish Tein Gemara. It's Machlokes Mishayim. Rashi learns Bnei Keturah Chayiv Mila. The six children of Keturah. Those six people, not the continuing generations. Mamish only these six children. Nimran, Yokshan, Midan, Midyan, Yishbak, and Shuach. Only those six. The Taisa Rosh learns over there in Sanhedrin Daf and Tes. Until Matan Taira, the Bnei Keturah were Chayiv. After Matan Taira, the Bnei Keturah are not Chayiv Mila anymore. That's how the Tesha Roshnitz. But the Rambam, you do it, the famous Rambam sheet in Hilchas Malachim, Perek Yud, Alach Ches, the Rambam holds B'nai Keturah, Achai, the meaning of his man is Yid and B'nai Keturah. Yishmael will do it, but they're not Machoyiv, but B'nai Keturah, I'm Machoyiv and Nil. And the Rambam makes Suha Knechiv, and he says, nowadays the Umas were mixed up, so B'nai Keturah were in this Arvu with the B'nai Yishmael, so therefore all the B'nai Yishmael are Machoyiv and Nil. Because there's Suffolk B'nai Keturah, and B'nai Keturah is Chayiv and Nil. And but the Rambam says, but they're not Chayiv Misa if they don't. The Mepharshim say, why are you not Chayiv Misa? So one shot is because there's only seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach that you Chayiv Misa. There would be Chayiv Misa, there would be an eight mitzvah B'nai Noach. Oh, but that's Shver. It's only B'nai Keturah Chayiv. Maybe B'nai Noach only have seven. What's Shver? The B'nai Keturah's fraction have an eighth. So another shot is that they're not Chayiv Misa only because it's in Sarva, it's only a Suffolk. Couldn't the Chayiv, but the Etzim and Mondas, the B'nai Keturah themselves, are Chayiv Misa, they're not Mount, B'nai Keturah Chayiv Misa. As you do a famous Shagasari in Simon Mem Tes, he talks about the end of B'nai Keturah, according to the Rambam, that B'nai Keturah, Amamish Chayiv and Nila, Fred the Shagasari, he has a lot of kashas, we'll say two kashas he asks. The Gemara says in the Dorim, Hanoidim min Hamahulim, if someone makes a neder from people that are Mohul, he's also an all Yidin, and he's Mutter an all Goyim, because Goyim are not considered Mahulim, the Yidin are considered Mahulim. Hanoidim min Haralim, the neder is Chalim of the Goyim. It should say, Chutz B'nai Keturah, B'nai Keturah should be under the category of Mahulim. Also, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Zayin, says a goy can't be a moyel because a moyel, himo yimo, only someone who's mohel could be a moyel. But B'nai Keturah should be able to be a moyel. So the Shagas Aryeh says a big yisoid, B'nai Keturah, even though they went in, and according to the Rambam, not just those six, B'nai Keturah chayiv and mila, but they're not chayiv and priya. He learns that Yidden got after in Yeshua's times the mitzvah of priya. From Avinu already did it, Pashas, but in Yeshua's times, the Gemara says in Yevamos, they got priya. B'nai Keturah don't have priya, and therefore they're not nichlal as brisei heifa. They have a mitzvah of milah, but they don't have priya, and since they don't have priya, they don't have the shpitz madrega of milah. Now, come to us, B'nai Keturah, when he's mal himself, when they're mechoyev, they really don't have a mitzvah of milah. They just grabbed onto priya. So I was once clarifying, it would be a chiddush if a B'nai Keturah is megayer. He already was mal himself. What, you're telling him he should do priya now? Maybe priya is just a din when you do your milah, you're supposed to do it the right way. The right way is with priya. When this Ben Keturah guy did his milah, he did it the right way. Then it didn't require him a priya. I would send a ton of milah. Pasha Zavadi would have to do priya. But the Beit is often a raya. It says, Vayichad Yisrei, the Gemara Darshan says in Hedrin, Vayichad Yisrei. Yichad is Russian of sharp, Yisrei was mal himself. Frek the Masha, in Sanhedrin, the Kufta Zayin looks like, Frek the Masha, what does it mean, Vayichad Yisrei, that he was mal himself? Yisrei is from Midian. Midian is one of the six B'nai Keturah. Avadi was already mal himself. He's one of the Sheish B'nai Keturah. Midian is one of the Sheish B'nai Keturah. Zakta Masha, he did Priya. When he came to the Medaya now, he came and he did Priya. But now we have a big problem. The Rambam says that B'nai Yishmol also, that when it's Arav HaMachoyiv to do Priya. Fred, the Achroinim, the Shagas Arav, now the Yehuda talks about it. Sancheret was mevalvo all the Umas. We know Amoini and Me'avi are not supposed to marry Kal Yisrael. But nowadays, a Ger Amoini could marry. Someone that comes from Amoini and wants to be Medaya, it's not a problem. He's anyways not an Amoini. Bas Sancheret, Bilbel Kal HaUmas. More Brokas, Kafkas, and other places. There's no more Umayyads. There's no Mitzrayim and Kananim and Moinim and Malayim. Everything is mixed up. So everything is mixed up anyways. A Gera Moinim is allowed to be Magayr. So what's the whole meaning of that? Yishmaelim and the Keturah. So now the Yehud is Machadish. The whole reason Basan Chayav Bibu Kala Umas. So you go Basan Raif. Really Goyim or not? A guy's Magayr. But he's a Gera Moinim. Most people are not Amoyim. So you could assume he's not a Gera. He's not from Amoyim. But here we're not talking about anyone who's Magayr. He's still a Goy. A Goy doesn't have the Chiddush of Raif. The Chiddush of Rav is only for Yidden, not for Goyim. So since Goyim don't have the din of Rav, you know how to be saying Mechon Rav? Yeah, he's left stuck with the din of Mila. Frech the Minchas Chinuch. I was a punk paket. All Goyim should be Mechoyim and Mila. Maybe there's a B'nai Keturah. I B'nai Keturah only a Mila. Good. Of the Maisa, what happened? There's no din of Rav by Goyim. The din should be that all Goyim should be Chayim and Mila. And it's like one shot, there's even a Chayiv Misa for the B'nai Keturah, just it's a suffix. I mean, suffix, you don't kill them, but all the Goyim Batsim should be Mechayiv Mila, because there's no Rayiv, and there should be Mechayiv Azayi back to Mechayiv Chayiv.